Tonight, cloning, stem cells, and the sanctity of human life. Our topics will be this. Cloning, what have been the real results of cloning? Because we don't seem to get the proper information from the media. So I want to talk about what's really happened with cloning. Stem cells, what are they, where do they come from, and how good do they really work? And then the last part, the sanctity of human life, we're going to talk about abortion. Because we do need to talk about that. Because I find we have a problem in our churches. Specifically in the youth section. Where most youth leaders don't know how to teach this or don't know that much about it. And we need to understand the abortion issue because we're getting beat up too often. And we have all the science on our side and we have God's word on our side. How in the world can we lose these arguments? Because we keep putting people out there to represent us that don't know the issue. So we have a problem. So tonight we'll learn the issue. So let's start with cloning. What is it? Cloning is making a genetically identical copy of another creature. Notice it said genetically identical. That means internally it'll be the same, but externally it may have a slightly different appearance. It may not even have the same temperament. It's just genetically identical. Very much like an identical twin. Now, anybody remember Hello Dolly? Not Louis Armstrong, the singer, but the sheep. Now, Dolly, what they did in 1996, they cloned a sheep using a cell taken from a healthy six-year-old sheep there. Now, Dolly was not the first creature that was cloned. They had cloned other creatures. Dolly was the first mammal of this size that they had cloned. But this made the press everywhere. Hello, Dolly. Everywhere. Now, next thing about cloning, it's not about humans creating anything. It's all about DNA. We don't make DNA. All we're doing is shuffling things around that already exist. That's what cloning is. So it's all about DNA that already exists. So it depends on our DNA. And our DNA is made up of these things called chromosomes. Everybody have some? Good, good, good. So we're okay here. These tightly coiled things called chromosomes. Now, anybody here have just 16 unique chromosomes? Anybody have just 16? No, okay. So we have no onions here. How about 56 now? Big number, 56. Anybody have 56? Nobody? Okay, we have no Elvin. No Elvin. How about 24? Last one on the page. Could be your last chance. Okay, good, good, good. We have a few tomatoes here tonight. I have a second page. Okay, how about 78? How many don't even trust me anymore? Okay, now we get some hands. Now we get some hands. Okay, no hands? How about 40? You've heard 40 now, haven't you? Anybody want to be 40? Okay, we have no mice. Anybody 46? Okay, we have a few human beings here. I don't know what the rest of you are, but that is a characteristic of being human. And that's how I get some of my grandchildren in there. They're characteristic of 46 unique chromosomes. I get them in everywhere. So 46, that is characteristic of being a human. Now let's take a look at how they made Dolly. What they do is take a sheep egg and take the nucleus out of it. The DNA, the nucleus, they take out of a sheep egg. Then they take a sheep cell, take the nucleus out of the sheep cell, put it into the egg, do a little chemical manipulation, and they can get a clone. That's how it actually works. Now, did we invent any or create anything new there? No, we didn't. All we did was shuffle the DNA around, do a little chemical manipulation. That was it. So this has nothing to do with evolutionism. Because it requires intelligent genetic engineering. And that is not allowed in evolutionism. Did we hear about goodbye Dolly, though? That didn't make the news that much. See, at age 3, Dolly was already showing signs of premature aging. And she died at age 6. Something had gone terribly wrong. And it's all about DNA. Something we can't fix yet. Now, our DNA, about 3% of our DNA codes for making proteins. The other 97%, since it didn't code for making proteins, the evolutionists were out there, and some of them are still out there teaching, that's junk DNA. Since it doesn't code for making proteins, it must be left over from our days of evolving from some lesser creature. Well, we have found out quite different, that another 97% is very viable. A lot of it turns switches on and off as we're developing. In other words, this whole idea of junk DNA has held up scientific progress today. That is what evolutionism has done, held up scientific progress so nobody would investigate it since it was called junk. So now, in our DNA, our chromosomes, at the end points of each one of our chromosomes, we have things called telomeres. Now, telomeres do not code for making proteins. As far as we know, there are no switches in there. What they are is little buffer areas between our chromosomes so they don't run together. Now, something very interesting about these telomeres. Every time a cell replicates, the DNA in there gets replicated. And every time your DNA gets replicated, some of the telomeres get lost. And they begin to get shorter and shorter and shorter. And when you get too short, that becomes a dead cell. Notice what we have in us is programmed cell death. We believe that is part of the dying process. Telomeres. So let me give you an illustration here, just an illustration. Telomere length in base pairs. Maybe at birth you have 8,000 base pairs of telomeres. Then as you age, your cells are replicating, and your telomeres get shorter and shorter. Then at age 35, there are only 3,000 base pairs. Maybe at age 65, there are only 1,500 base pairs, and then we get short enough, and that's a dead cell. That's how this works. Now, the next time you see somebody that's older than you, you don't have to say, you're older than me. All you have to say is, my telomeres are longer than yours. And be careful, you might get slapped. So telomeres. Now, in other words, when Dolly was born, her telomeres were already 6 years old. They already were short. You see the problem there. Now, we can clone from younger sheeps, but I'm going to show you there's more problems with cloning than the telomeres that we're not being told. The other thing you haven't been told is it took 277 tries to get Dolly. What does that mean, 276 failures? Did they talk about those failures? The animal rights group would have a fit if they found out about that. So the question is, how many failures is it going to take before they ever clone a human? Not that we're even close yet. It's basically been outlawed, but that does not mean it has stopped. Every cloned animal has died and is dying a horrible, abnormal death. Every one of them. We've cloned lots of animals. Calves, mice, mules, we've cloned lots of animals. Everyone is dying an abnormal death. We've cloned piglets. We've even cloned cats. Notice the difference in the external appearance there between the cloned animal and the mother? Again, it's only a genetically identical copy. The outside appearance can be slightly different because we have code in our DNA that says we can vary within kind. So we've cloned lots of animals. Now, I don't want to give you the impression genetics is bad. Genetics is a very good field to go into. We're going to cure and heal many diseases in the next 15, 20 years. Maybe many forms of cancer. We're on the verge right now of discovering how to cure some types of cancers out there through some of the genetics without having to go through chemotherapy. Even in stem cells today, they've now gotten to the point where they can prevent some of the horrible effects of chemotherapy through stem cells. So genetics is the one field. We're going to cure and heal a lot of diseases. But at the same time, tonight's cloning, stem cells, and the sanctity of human life. Our topics will be this. Cloning. What have been the real results of cloning? Because we don't seem to get the proper information from the media. So I want to talk about what's really happened with cloning. Stem cells, what are they? Where do they come from, and how good do they really work? And then the last part, the sanctity of human life, we're going to talk about abortion. Because we do need to talk about that. Because I find we have a problem in our churches. Specifically in the youth section. Where most youth leaders don't know how to teach this or don't know that much about it. And we need to understand the abortion issue because we're getting beat up too often. And we have all the science on our side, and we have God's word on our side. How in the world can we lose these arguments? because we keep putting people out there to represent us that don't know the issue. So we have a problem. So tonight we'll learn the issue. So let's start with cloning. What is it? Cloning is making a genetically identical copy of another creature. Notice I said genetically identical. That means internally it'll be the same, but externally it may have a slightly different appearance. It may not even have the same temperament. It's just genetically identical. Very much like an identical twin. Now, anybody remember Hello Dolly? Not Louis Armstrong, the singer, but the sheep. Now, Dolly, what they did in 1996, they cloned a sheep using a cell taken from a healthy six-year-old sheep there. Now, Dolly was not the first creature that was cloned. They had cloned other creatures. Dolly was the first mammal of this size that they had cloned. But this made the press everywhere. Hello, Dolly. Everywhere. Now, next thing about cloning, it's not about humans creating anything. It's all about DNA. We don't make DNA. All we're doing is shuffling things around that already exist. That's what cloning is. So it's all about DNA that already exists. So it depends on our DNA.